It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And it's my favorite part of the week because it's Interesting Islander Friday. And you know what? They don't come much more interesting than you, my friend.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yes, we are.
I am so honored to be in this room.
We are pleased to be joined today by the mayor of Charlottetown, Philip Brown. How you doing?
Great, great. It's a great day. I know it's raining, but you know what? There's always sun after the rain.
Yeah.
So let's hope, pray that it will come by mid-morning or late morning.
We've been giving the gears to Scott Chapman all day so far because he had one job.
One job.
And it was to just make sure there's no rain. And one job.
And he couldn't do that job. So give him the pink slip.
I only have one job today. That was it. I don't have to do anything else today.
Just put your feet up.
You're
relax.
Done after that. Well, sir, it is great to have you in here today. And I mean, obviously, huge day.
Gold
Cup and Saucer Parade Day. What's it mean to the city of Charlottetown?
Well, for me personally, I grew up in the downtown.
Right.
So I'm 64 years old. And this is the 61st anniversary of the Gold Cup and Saucer Parade. So for me, it's always a special time coming up to the Fed Center, watching the parade, just the excitement. Mm-hmm. And it was always built around the big race, the Gold Cup and Saucer race.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which in the past, as you know, was held on the same Friday. So Friday night after the parade, there would be the Gold Cup and Saucer
mm-hmm.
Parade.
Mm-hmm.
But because of tourism, they extended that day, so that's why it's Saturday night.
And both events, they're just on such a much larger scale now.
Much larger scale.
It'd be hard. It would be almost impossible, I think, to implement them both on the same day now.
And we're looking at 60,000 visitors that do come and watch this parade. And thanks to our Eastlink friends at Eastlink TV, they also broadcast it throughout the Maritimes. Mm-hmm. So it's a great day to be in Charlottetown. Great day to be on the island.
Yes.
And I mean, evident what it means to people when we've seen people driving up since 6:30. Putting out their chairs, getting them all set for the best viewing seat possible.
Yeah.
Yes. And you said, you told us your age, and you've been going to the parade since you were a kid then.
Yes.
Is there a spot? We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Is there a spot? Did you have a spot, your family, that you always watched from?
Well, our family, 9 kids, so it was always difficult to get 9 kids up here. So we went in our own ways.
Okay.
My favorite spot was Hughes's Corner.
Hughes's Corner.
Yeah, up where the cow's ice cream is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's old Hughes's Corner there.
Yes.
Jillian Kim.
Jillian Kim. Oh my goodness.
There's a story there. We'll tell you that later.
And yes. I mean, I don't want to come back to the age here again for too long, but is it safe to say you've seen every parade?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't, because there were a few years I was away.
Okay, gotcha.
Midwest,
gotcha.
And then I was overseas, but no, anytime I was home, I would be at the Gold Cup and Saucer Parade right here in Charlottetown. And when we were younger, Scott might remember this, the old Jolly Night Rendezvous restaurant.
Yes.
We would go up to the rendezvous with mom, dad, and some of the kids because the other kids were all over the city.
Yes.
So the Browns were everywhere.
I love how he singled you out as the other old guy that he'd get the reference.
That's nice. We got to stick together.
Our Interesting Islander today is Mayor Philip Brown from the city of Charlottetown. We'll have more with him coming up.
Hey, it's Jake from the Ocean 100 Maritime Fun Cruiser. Watch out for us all summer and come get your LED bulbs that we'll be giving away from Maritime Electric. Thank you to Maritime Electric for helping us get our homes.
The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Cloudy today with some showers this morning, amounts of 5 to 10 millimeters. We're sure hoping that those showers stop by the time the parade starts today. A high of 23. Tonight, showers, fog patches developing this evening, wind southeast at 20, gusting to 40, and a low of 20. And tomorrow, a few showers ending in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, and a high of 26. Right now, it's 18 in Summerside and 18 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we'll have more with Charlottetown Mayor Philip Brown coming up. He's our Interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Celebration calendar up next, too.
Heading down off the mountain slope. And as my steps song, I'll be home. I'll be home.
That's Bedouin Sound Clash, When the Night Feels My Song, Ocean 100. Happy Parade Day at 7:49. We're joined by Philip Brown, who is the mayor of Charlottetown, getting excited for the parade. And I think we all have all kinds of vivid parade memories from over the years. We used to come down here, and our spot was in front of Cudmore's with our family. Yeah. Yes. Pretty much every year we'd be down in this area watching the parade, which was just fantastic. Yeah. But the parade has been going on for many, many years. Yeah. And Mayor Brown, you came prepared with some knowledge bombs today.
I did. And I want to give this credit to Natalie Munn, who is our heritage officer for the city of Charlottetown. Just gave her a call yesterday. This is the 61st anniversary of the Gold Cup and Sauce Parade. But as she said, they did do a trial run in 1961 just to get a taste of what was involved.
Yeah.
So they had the PEI Regiment Band. They had eight Gold Cup and Saucer girls, which are now ambassadors, and they paraded through the street. So that was the test. And just a little bit of information. So the idea behind the pace and representatives was suggested by harness racing Hall of Famer Frank Duck Acorn and Bill Hancock's, who was with the Guardian Patriot as the publisher. They approached Marilyn Kane.
Yes.
And Gloria Dart McKinnon in 1961. The young women were asked to find others who were interested in representing each of the eight horses in the Gold Cup and Saucer pace. The individuals drew a horse, and if their horse won, they would be crowned Miss Gold Cup and Saucer.
Okay. Hmm.
The process was and remains a non-competitive in nature, unless you were one of the horses.
Yep.
And Kane and McKinnon were so influential in choosing the colorful, silky costumes.
Ah.
So big shout out to Marilyn Kane and Gloria Dart McKinnon back in 1961 to do that trial run.
Yep.
And here we are 61 years later with the Gold Cup and Saucer Parade.
Wow. That's awesome. You dropped a lot of names there. That's huge.
That's what mayors do.
Yeah, it is. That's huge. Oh, you know what you're doing. All right, it's let me do the same here, sir. It's time for the celebration calendar, our list of who's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, and it's draw day today. So we'll have a couple of winners to be crowned here in just a few minutes. Charlie Rose Godkin, happy 7th birthday today from Dad, Mom, Cohen, Caleb, and the rest of the fam jam on the Passion Cheerleading float in the parade today, I am told. Steve Richards from Richards Roofing, the Big 5-0 from Shauna, Emma, and Cole. Barry McDonald, happy 65th at McRae's Construction. That's from the wife and family. Happy 90th birthday to Doug Cameron, a.k.a. Grampy Doug. There's no party planned at his request, but says he'll have one when he's 100.
All
okay,
right.
All right, I like that one. Happy anniversary to Claire and Norm Doucette, married for 23 years. Congrats, guys. And a good friend of the show and another interesting Islander, Julia Campbell, is celebrating today.
Wonderful. Marcus McKinnon Mulno, a very happy 10th birthday from his sister Abigail and dad, Nanny and Poppy. Effie Walker celebrating an 11th birthday. And those happy birthday wishes come from Mom, Mike, Zoe, Hazel, and Mr. Charlie and the rest of your family and friends from the island and away. Tomorrow we've got Landon Moore celebrating a 9th birthday. And Landon is in a soccer tournament today. So happy birthday, Landon, from us here at Ocean 100 and your mom, dad, big sister Rose. Bette Midler. That's the kitty. I love it. Their cat's named Bette Midler. And Monty. Tomorrow, Gladys Neal in Stratford celebrating a birthday. Kendra Warren in Charlottetown celebrating 32 years. And a wedding anniversary for Barry and Marie Duran in South Rustico. And they are celebrating 50 years. So happy anniversary to you.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, let's make the draw. A couple of winners coming your way. Bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge for Huxley Burke.
Woo.
And Carla Hood, congratulations. Oh, baby.
Good job.
Oh, baby. We will get you hooked up with those bridge passes. We got your address. We'll pop them in the mail for you. Happy birthday to anybody celebrating. We'll have more with Mayor Philip Brown coming up. And a little announcement coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, too. So you should stick around for that.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Seven. Find us on Facebook.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
And a happy birthday to Eric Poirier and your wife, Amber. She texted in, wanted to make sure that we mark the occasion. 44 years today. Happy anniversary, guys. It's the police. Scott Chapman has news, weather, and sports next.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly.
Of sun and cloud, a high of 26. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, it's 8:06. Good morning. Happy Parade Day to you. Thanks very much, Scott. A couple of late birthdays to get in today. Patsy Gallant in Tignish is 45 today. That's from your mother, daughter Katie, and sisters and brothers. And Lincoln Weeks in Hunter River is 8 today as well. Happy birthday, gang. Okay, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts, and we'll make a draw today. 6% of people in a long-distance relationship have this in common. What is it? A lot of people wrote in with the right answer. There's a couple people that put that they're in a long-distance relationship. No, that's...
Okay.
6% of the people don't live in the same place. Yes.
Were any of the answers kind of like not as friendly? Like... Scott's?
Nope. They're all good. Most people got it right. It is that they never met each other. 6% of people in a long distance relationship have never met each other. I've got knowledge too, Mayor Brown. I do.
Wow.
So anyway, if you had that, your name's in the draw. We're going to make that draw right now out of all of our correct guesses this week. And the winner is Mr. Terry Frizzle. Look at that. $100 Robin's gift card coming your way on Gold Cup and Saucer Day. Parade Day. Congratulations, sir. We'll get in touch to hook you up with your prize. We'll have more with Mayor Philip Brown, our interesting Islander today, coming up next. We'll have a fun little announcement coming up. I like this one. It's up next.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And what a perfect day to be joined by Mayor Philip Brown, as so many people will be descending on downtown Charlottetown for the Gold Cup and Saucer Parade, 61st edition of it today. And we are very excited for that. Folks are already starting to plunk their chairs down here, and a very huge, huge day here in downtown Charlottetown. But we have been alluding to a little announcement that you're going to make here with us in mind here at Stingray. So I'll turn it over to you.
Well, Darcy, I want to give credit to Jennifer, your station manager here, because she's the one that put this forward. And Jennifer said that since the passing of Carrie Wynn McLeod, she thought it would be very appropriate to call this section of street, Fitzroy Street, between Great George and Prince, the Carrie Wynn Way. So Jennifer submitted an application to our name and policy committee, and it was discussed, and just this past Monday night at City Council, we were very pleased to announce the naming of Fitzroy Street between Great George and Prince Street as Carrie Wynn Way.
Wow.
But on the plate, the street plate, it will be Honoraire Voie Carrie Wynn Way, because we put all our signs in both language, official languages. So big shout out to the staff here at Ocean 100, especially Jennifer Evans, to forward this nomination. And as I go to the races, like a lot of people will be going, so I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the large presence that we will all miss dearly on Saturday night leading up to the race. That being the voice of an angel, Carrie Wynn McLeod, delivering her unforgettable rendition of the Island Hymn. She will be sorely, sorely missed. So this is for you, Carrie Wynn McLeod, and what an honor it is to be here in the studio to make that announcement. Thank you, Jennifer, and the team here at Ocean 100.
You know what? I'm going to clap because I think that's just so fantastic.
I think it's even more, well, just... all of what you said. I am always emotional, often emotional when we talk about these things. But the fact that it's Carrie Wynn Way, and I think that when I speak with people and everybody says just it was her way, Carrie Wynn's way. Yeah. So the fact that that is attached to the street name too represents, because no one had a way like she did.
No, and that's true. And just a quick little story, side story. Jillian knows that I always mistake her with Kim, or Jillian Kim now that I call her. But with Carrie Wynn, I remember coming into this studio and I'd always say Carrie Lynn. So one day our executive assistant was out to lunch with Carrie Wynn, and Carrie Wynn said, "Jackie, can you tell that mayor of yours, my name is Carrie Wynn, not Carrie Lynn?" So I always have trouble with names.
It's just
right, okay. Jillian.
I'll still answer Jill Kim, whatever you call.
You'll only need to look as far as the corner here to see Carrie Wynn's name and remember that. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, very much, appreciate it. And a great memory of a person well loved by all Islanders.
Incredible. All right, we'll have more with Mayor Philip Brown coming up next.
Want to know a secret to a thriving community? More housing choices.
Picture this. You live in a community with plentiful job opportunities. Youth retention becomes important and cost
specials at West Royalty Superstore 680 University Avenue
and Charlottetown Superstore 465 University Avenue.
Don't forget to load your PC Optimum offers.
Cloudy with some showers happening this morning, high of 23. Tonight, showers, fog patches developing this evening. Wind southeast at 20, gusting to 40, and a low of 20. Tomorrow, a few showers ending in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. Tomorrow's high is 26 with a humidex at 32. Right now, it's 19 in Summerside and 18 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we'll have more with our interesting Islander today. We do this on Fridays for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. The mayor of Charlottetown, Philip Brown, is with us. This is ABBA. It's Ocean. That's ABBA and Dancing Queen, Ocean 100. It's 8:23. Good morning, Parade Day 2023. Gold Cup and Saucer Parade getting set to depart down North River Road at around 10 o'clock today. You're going to be on a float today, right?
I am, Darius. I'm going to be on the, it's called the Island Summer Theme Float. And I'll be on the float with Deputy Mayor Alana Yankoff, and I'll be Chef Brown.
Oh.
And I think she'll be my sous chef. That's how we're going to say sous chef Yankoff and Chef Brown. Don't know what we'll be cooking up, but you'll just have to wait and see.
It sounds really dangerous.
Oh, I think it's going to be great.
It sounds dangerous.
So we're ready for the parade, rain or shine.
And that is the main theme here. Yeah. The parade's going regardless. So just bring along your umbrella and be ready for it. Listen, this morning has been fun. A whole lot of fun. You're welcome back
you
whenever you want.
Thank you very much. Listen, great time. Scott, Jill Kim, Darcy, thank you very much. It's been a great time, Jill. Thank you.
Jill Kim, enjoy.
Happy Gold Cup and Saucer Day, and get out to the races tomorrow night. But first of all, get out to the parade today, rain or shine. It's going ahead. There will be a little change in the parade route, but it's just to streamline it to get it through quicker.
Yes. All right. We will be there, and we can't wait to see you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Hopefully, I'll have some hot dogs for you.
Hey.
It takes dedicated and passionate Islanders. They're out from sunup to sundown every day, no matter what the weather. Farm crews are busy helping to feed Prince Edward Island and beyond.